The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
John Duggan joins us now with the sport. JD, a terrible tragedy for Arsenal.
Yes, an ex-player of theirs, Alex Manninger, has died at the age of 48. His car was struck by a train in Austria today. So he was an ex-goalkeeper with the club. He made 64 appearances for them between 1997 and 2002. Played a really big role at the end of the 97-98 season when Arsenal won the double. Very good goalkeeper. And played 33 times for his country, Austria, as well. So just an absolute tragedy.
Awful thing to happen to a relatively young man.
Yes. Arsenal posted the following message on social media. Everyone at Arsenal shocked and deeply saddened by the tragic passing of former goalkeeper Alex Manninger. All our thoughts are with his family and loved ones at this incredibly sad time. So
yeah,
may you rest in peace.
Shocking, really shocking. To go, I suppose, back to other news in football then, Bernardo Silva, he's off away from Man City next season.
He is, yeah, he's going to leave at the end of the season. Lots of changes at Manchester City, like players like Kevin De Bruyne have left in recent years. And yeah, he's in his early 30s now, Bernardo Silva. He's made 451 appearances for the last 9 years for Manchester City, scoring 76 goals since joining from Monaco. Good trivia question that. I mean, where did he come from? The Portuguese international has won 15 major trophies with Pep Guardiola's side.
Yeah. JD, Europa League quarterfinal action.
Yes,
tonight.
But the Champions League was very exciting last night. I was watching Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. It was a fantastic game. Arsenal are also through to the semi-finals of the Champions League. But the Europa League, Aston Villa know a Europa League title win would be another way of qualifying for next season's Champions League. Another route. They take a 3-1 lead over the Italians, Bologna, into the second leg of their last eight tie at Villa Park. That match kicks off at 8 o'clock, as does the Nottingham Forest Porto encounter, which is tied at a goal apiece entering the second leg at the City Ground. In the Conference League, Crystal Palace bring a 3-0 lead to Fiorentina for their quarterfinal second leg. Troy Parrott's AZ Alkmaar 3-0 down to Shakhtar Donetsk, folks.
And of course, the Women's Six Nations continuing. The teams were named. There was a remarkable bit of trivia I heard today that you would be forgiven for thinking 33-12 to England at the weekend was a bad performance, but it was the lowest score that England had put up in 16 games. So they might take that as a positive.
England are just so far ahead of everybody else. Now, and sometimes it takes them a bit of doing to win a World Cup, but and they did win the World Cup last year, but England are like, they're a professional outfit, and that's the thing. I mean, Ireland are just beginning in the last few years to get professionalism into the game, so it was a hammering a couple of years ago, but it was only a narrower defeat last weekend. So we're playing Italy at the Dexcom Stadium on Saturday, and we'd be expected to win that. Robin O'Connor will make her debut on the left wing for Ireland against the Italians in round two of the Six Nations. Nancy McGillivray will start at centre. Ruth Campbell comes into the second row. Ireland lost their opening match, but I think at least third will be, and like the way we put it up to France last year as well, is a positive for us. Meanwhile, the Munster head coach, Clayton McMillan, has defended the appointment of Roger Randall as his assistant for next season, describing him as an outstanding human. So three members of the province's professional game committee have resigned over the matter.
Yeah, no small bit of controversy about that. Yeah. I know there were never any charges brought, but it's still...
Yes, in 1997, Randall was accused of rape by a 31-year-old woman in Durban in South Africa. He's always denied the accusation and maintained his innocence. He was charged with the crime. The charge was subsequently dropped. The claimant did not retract her accusation.
Okay, all right. Sticking with women's sports, JD, the changes to ladies' Gaelic football rules, they're to remain.
Yeah, 12 changes trialled in the National League have been passed by a special Congress to apply for intercounty competitions this year and underage competitions from next year. Some of the changes that came into the men's games, which is the two-point arc, the three players in the opposing half, and also the solo and go, have been brought into the ladies' games. So I think well-received as well in the ladies' game, which has had the Hoosier for years. Mm. Men's game still really hasn't solved the Hoosier issue, but the ladies' game has... definitely, I think, benefited from the changes that came into the men's game last year and are into the ladies' game now.
Okay. But finally, JD, disappointing Masters for Shane Lowry, but he is back in action.
He's back at the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head in South Carolina. Liking the tight track there, he finished in a tie for third in 2022. He had a miserable Sunday at Augusta. He shot 80. He'd be hoping for a better outcome, but the whole point of sport is you get back in the horse and you go again. Michael Brennan, a very Irish name, but he is an American. He leads at the moment on 6 under par, folks.
Yeah, it's so up and down sports sometimes, isn't it? Golf in particular, people do so well and then their hopes are crushed.
Well, if you look at Rory McIlroy, he's on the circuit. He was chipping the balls into the washing machine with Jimmy Fallon there on late night TV on NBC in the last few days. So,
yeah, he was that was the repeat of the
Jerry Kelly show from the when he was 9, I think.
He was only a little fella. Yeah, I love him.
Outstanding clip.
It absolutely was. Look, best of luck to Shane Lowry, of course. Thank you for that, JD. We shall chat to you again tomorrow.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.